Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'll be your host, and my name is Ron Giordano. We are brought to you on 101.5 FM, your Huntley radio station, WHRU 101.5 FM. With me today is Al McInnes. He is a LifeSmart Senior Services Agent in Elgin, Illinois. He's going to talk to us about Medicare. Al, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Glad to be here.
When we talk about Medicare, we see a lot of things on TV, a lot of commercials, all these wonderful things they're going to offer, and yet we get confused. We don't know what to do, where to go. What would you advise, Al?
I would advise working with a local agent who's very knowledgeable about Medicare. The endless commercials on TV may at times not be exactly what you're looking for, and they may not go into the depth that a person needs who's going into Medicare. Think of building a house. That's kind of what a Medicare plan is like. If you don't get your prescriptions right, which is the foundation, the plan will not work for you. It just won't. You have to, you know, get the prescriptions in and also the doctors that you are visiting. Perhaps you're going to a hospital network, so then you need a plan that goes into that network. Or perhaps you want a Medicare plan where you can go to any Medicare provider you want in the U.S. and show them your card and off you go, and you're covered.
So what basically can Medicare do for me? Can I go to my same doctor? Can I go to the same hospital? Do they make changes and say, no, you're limited in your coverage? How does it all work for the person who's really concerned about a doctor they've had for many, many years?
Well, so there are Medicare plans where you can go to any doctor or any Medicare provider that accepts Medicare. And that is called a supplement. We'll get into that in a minute. Or there are Medicare plans that work with through a network of doctors. They could be more of a local network, or they could actually be a nationwide network. A lot of people travel a lot or have homes in different areas. I've got clients who live here and also live in Colorado or Florida or Arizona. So they need a plan with a nationwide network where they can get medical, you know, care wherever they happen to be.
Well, that sounds great, Al. I know there's different types of Medicare plans, and it can be very confusing, especially in the fall of the year when everything opens up and you get 10,000 emails and advertisements on TV saying, you know, come to our plan, go to our plan, whatever. How do you handle all that? What do you do as a person to try and get the right plan?
Well, Medicare has two tracks. First of all, let's talk about enrolling in Medicare. Medicare is a federal program. It's a great health insurance plan. And there is a time in your life to consider enrolling. Age 65 or older, everyone knows that one. However, there are people who are under 65 who can enroll in Medicare with a qualifying disability. If they're disabled, if they've been receiving Social Security for at least 24 months, even though they're not 65 or 66, they can apply for Medicare after 24 months of receiving disability. And then there are qualifying medical conditions, regardless of age, for instance, Lou Gehrig's disease or a renal disease, too. So that is how you can get in. If you're receiving Social Security or railroad retirement benefits, you become eligible and you're automatically enrolled in Medicare. And they enroll you in Medicare Parts A and B, and we'll talk about that. You'll get your card in the mail. But if you're not receiving your Social Security benefits yet, let's say you want to work past 65 and you want to get it later on, then they will not automatically enroll you. And that's a good thing, too, because if you're, let's say you're working and you're staying in your job, you may enroll in just Part A because Part B has a premium that you have to pay. Your group plan at your employer may already be covering that, so you don't need it, which is why we have a conversation with someone. And let them know exactly what their options are as far as Medicare and what their situation in life is.
Well, what if you pass that enrollment period? All of a sudden you say, oh, my goodness, I didn't get enrolled in time, and it's past that limit. Mm-hmm. How do I get into it without penalties or incurring problems?
Well, Medicare gives you a seven-month window to enroll. The 3 months prior to your birthday month, and the 3 months afterwards. If you have group insurance through your employer, and depending on what kind, you may delay enrolling in Medicare. You may not have to until you're leaving that kind of coverage or you're ready to retire and leave the company.
Well, for example, Medicare closes, was it November, something like that, or January closes?
Right. Okay. That is.
So I leave my company in March or April. Mm-hmm. So what do I do then?
Okay. So open enrollment is for anybody that wants to change plans in Medicare or enroll in Medicare the first time or switch plans completely. If someone is working just like you were, you have what's called a special enrollment period that opens up for you when you retire and you are leaving a group plan. Then you can enroll in Medicare. There's no penalty or anything, and you have 2 months to do it.
Okay, so there's so many different types of Medicare, as we know, and they all sound good. How do we go about finding the right plan for the right person, the right couple, the right family?
Well, the best way to do it is to come in and talk to us or someone like us and have a conversation about exactly what it is that you need.
Well, that's a good question, Al. When you say come in and talk to us,
mm-hmm.
So we come and we sit down and we talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to worry about fees or things of that nature, or do you give us all the information that you take the ball and you run with it and it takes the burden off our shoulders?
It does. It's exactly what we do. Our role is to provide someone going into Medicare, or even in Medicare, if they have life changes and they have to change plans, we want to provide you with all of the information which you need to make an informed decision about which Medicare plan is for you. We have over 30 Medicare carriers, so we are independent agent brokers, and our job is to make sure that your plan is correct, and we're not really that worried about the carriers.
So do you cover Illinois, basically?
We cover Illinois. I'm licensed in 5 states, so we have offices here in Illinois, and we have 3 standalone offices in Indiana also.
So just out of curiosity, how does Medicare here in Illinois compare to Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan?
It really depends. It's on a county-by-county basis. We're fortunate to be living where we live because we have so many hospitals and Medicare providers and the population to support it, so we have a lot of choices. The other good thing about it is the Medicare carriers, they're competitive. They want to get the business and they want to get people signing up. So the plans here in our area keep improving, or noticeably sometimes, year after year.
Okay. So now we're at a point where we're looking at a plan and we have to decide what plan is best for us.
Mm-hmm.
Plus there's supplements that go along with this.
Correct.
So how is that determination made by a couple, a person? How do you go about doing that, Al?
Well, let's take a look and see what Medicare does cover. Let's say you're turning 65 and you are leaving your position of employment. Your group plan is going to be ending. So we've all seen the red, white, and blue Medicare cards, and you'll notice there's your name on it, of course, and then it says Part A and Part B. Part A helps to pay for your hospital stays and inpatient care. However, Medicare is not free. There are costs that go with that. Part B helps to pay for your doctor visits and outpatient care. Between Part A and Part B, they'll pick up about up to 80% of your Medicare costs. The other 20% would come out of your pocket. So you brought up a Medicare supplement plan or Medigap plan.
Correct.
Those plans help to cover that gap in coverage. Let's take a medical procedure. Maybe it ran up to $100,000 or it was in a cardiac event. You would be responsible for approximately $20,000 of that, which is a large sum. The Medigap plan will help you cover that.
Okay, and as far as premiums, is there a way of determining what those premiums will be or what that amount will be so we know if it fits in our budget or not?
Yes, there is. So Part A in Medicare, for a Medicare plan, doesn't have a premium. It does have some copays or deductibles, if you will. Part B, this year the premium for that is $170.10 a month, though Medicare is reviewing that right now and they might bring it back a little bit.
That's per person, correct?
That's per person. So last year was $148.50. This year they pushed it up to $170.10. But based on what's happening with some medications for Alzheimer's, that may be coming back a little bit. As far as Medicare supplement plans, depending on when you age in, where you live, of course, those are guaranteed issue for that one time in your life. There are no medical questions. As you stay with a Medicare supplement plan over the years, let's say 10 years go by, the premiums keep going up, just like healthcare costs. They may get very expensive. At that point in time, you may say, well, what else is available to me? But at that point, we have to go with your age. And at that point in time, then there are Medicare underwriting issues that may crop up. And so the Medicare supplement plan carriers may not accept you. But here in Illinois, we're fortunate. We have one carrier that will take you no matter what your condition. They will ask no medical questions, regardless of your age. And it's a guaranteed issue all the time.
Well, that's a plus. And how about if you get into prescriptions? A lot of folks at the age of 65 or older are on certain types of meds. Do they go all generics? Can they get their name brands if it's dictated by their doctor? How does that work?
Well, fortunately, at LifeSmart, we have possibly one of the best software systems available for Medicare. The way we take a look at prescription drugs is we enter all of your drugs into our system, and then we let the system sort through and sift through all of the carriers that are available in your area, and we can rate them either by cost or by rating, and we let you know which carrier, and you can come in and take a look at it. We work with you to accomplish this, which carrier is the best for you and covers the medications that you have.
That's great. And the other concern that people have, I'm sure, is that they're on a program right now and they think they're getting the best plan, but they're not sure if they're getting the best plan. If they come in and they talk with you or present their plan, do you review that, analyze it, and say, okay, your plan is good, or it's not as good as it should be for what you're paying?
We sure do. If you're one of our clients, you're already in our system, and we do a review call every year, or a review visit if you'd like to come in. Sometimes during COVID, people don't want to do that. And since we have everything, it kind of goes like an annual financial review. You know, how's life? Are you okay? Any changes? Are your prescription drugs the same? Here's what we have. Are there any differences? Are you going to some different doctors? Have you switched hospitals? So we accomplish an annual review for our, you know, for our current clients. We are working with several hospital groups and, you know, fairly large medical organizations in the area. They've tasked us with being their Medicare patient outreach people. And we're encouraging people to come in for a review. In many instances, we've got seniors who have not had a review for 10 years or longer, and we're able to save them substantial amounts of money.
And that's a concern for everybody when they get up to the point in their life where they need the coverage and they're worried about what their coverage will be able to protect them by because of all the things that could happen to any one of us at any given time. What about elective surgeries when it comes into Medicare and hospital stays, where sometimes you're in a hospital for a few days, all of a sudden they say you have to leave, though you can't stay any longer? How does that all work?
Well, let's say we have a plan. Elective surgery, we'd have to talk about that. Medicare covers surgery that is actually needed. But let's talk in general about how that would work. Even if you're going for a regular surgery of any kind, no matter what insurance company you have, they still want to know about it, and you still sometimes have to get pre-approval for the medical procedure. So let's talk about original Medicare. So we talked about Part A and Part B. We talked about your Medicare supplement, and you should have a Medicare prescription drug plan. If you don't, that you may incur a penalty going forward, and the penalty grows year after year, and you can't pay it off. It stays with you on a monthly basis in the future. But let's say we're looking at a Medicare supplement plan, and it has a copay of, $200 or $300 or deductible, an annual deductible. You can use that and go into a hospital or into your doctor's office, and they will cover it. And so between your Part A and Part B and your supplement and your prescription drug plan, you have everything that you need for your health care coverage.
Just a reminder, you're listening to 101.5 FM Huntley Radio Station. If you have any questions you'd like to request of the Around Town episode, so just send an email to huntleyradio.com. It's a website you can go to. Pick it up, huntleyradio.com. Any questions you may have, we'll try and answer them as best we can for you. In the meantime, we are talking to Al, who's an advisor for LifeSmart Senior Services in Elgin, and telling us more about Medicare. So while we left off, we're talking about surgeries, and sometimes it can be very, very expensive. What about dental and eye care?
Well, so we were talking about original Medicare, which is the one track. It's Parts A and Parts B. Original Medicare never did cover vision, dental, or hearing benefits. So with that type of plan, you should get a standalone dental plan. There are other choices available too. The second track would be going with a Medicare Advantage plan, and they have a variety of different benefits. They are like Parts A and Parts B, but they combine other benefits, including supplemental coverage, so they're called Part C. I just wanted to go over a few questions that the people ask or talk about when we meet them for the first time.
Sure.
Okay. So these are important questions, and it helps them determine what they need and helps us to help them too. Questions are you healthy or do you have any chronic conditions? Another one is, how much do you spend on your prescription drugs? What are they? What are the dosages? And how often do you take them? Who are your doctors? How do you feel about seeing new doctors? Are you going to stay with your doctor? Is your doctor going to retire with you too? Or are you okay with taking a look at a different network of physicians? And besides Medicare, are you eligible for any other healthcare coverage? If yes, will you keep the coverage when you retire? Some retirement plans, especially union workers, still have access to very, very good medical coverage even after they retire. Another question is, how does healthcare impact your budget? Will you need financial help for your Medicare premiums? And there are a lot of people that need help for that. And how much did your healthcare cost last year? Do you expect similar costs this year? And we talked about this. Do you like to travel? How often and where? Are you going to need coverage in a different geographic area in our country?
So if you do travel, then what then takes place? What happens? You travel out of the country. You're in Canada, for example, mm-hmm. or you're in Acapulco, for example. What happens then?
Well, if you're traveling, for instance, and you have Medicare coverage, and let's say you're out of network, it doesn't matter where you are in the U.S. If it's an emergency, go. Don't worry about it. Medicare plans cover you even if you're out of your immediate area or your service area, if it's an emergency. As far as traveling outside of the country, if you go with a Medicare supplement, they have a benefit for you, which is maxes out at $50,000 lifetime, but it's more of a you pay it first and then come on back here and you'll get a reimbursement if it is a reimbursable expense. Medicare Advantage plans offer you the same type of coverage that you have here when you're out of the country. You're not going there for, voluntary or, any type of services like that. It truly is more for an emergency situation, but you get the same kind of coverage that you have with your plan here.
So I'm sure a lot of seniors in the fall of the year and the winter months may go on a Caribbean cruise. Mm-hmm. So you're on a cruise ship.
Right.
And you become ill. What happens then?
Well, there are instances where you may want to get private insurance just for the trip that you go on. If you have Medicare coverage or Medicare Advantage coverage, then you should get coverage there also, and it should be a covered expense, depending on what happened, of course. I can't give you an exact one on that one, but that's a very good question, but I'll see what I can do and get you some more information.
Well, the one you mentioned about reimbursement, so when you come back, how do you go about getting your reimbursement on the fees that you paid?
You would put in for with your supplement plan or with your Medicare Parts A and Parts B.
Okay. When it comes to those supplement plans, I'm sure there's a myriad of plans that are out there right now. How do you pick the one that's best for you and your members or your family or your spouse or whoever?
Well, supplement plans, what they should cover is determined by Medicare. So if you have, let's say, a Plan G, anyone who offers a Plan G is going to give you minimally exactly what Medicare says that plan should have. There are many carriers in our area that provide supplement plans. And we have, we put in your information, your age, and we'll give you a list of every single carrier that has a Plan G. And, of course, they're priced differently. So we help you pick out which one would maybe be a good choice. There are some carriers that are perhaps, better than others, if you will. And there are some carriers who may have a history of raising premiums in a more aggressive manner than other carriers. We'll show you the history of their increases too. So it'll help you determine which carrier you are most comfortable with.
So when you review that with the client, you're basically pulling it up on your computer and you're showing them all the different options that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And that was based upon a history of many years of determining who's the best?
There really is no such thing as the best in Medicare. The best is which plan works best for you, based on everything that you need with your prescription drugs, your supplement, your Part A and Part B. We have to take it all and put it together. It is it's really rare when spouses have the exact same plan because everyone has different needs. So Medicare is it's not a one size fits all. It's a one size that fits you in particular.
Well, that's a good question, because if it fits you, is there a separate plan then from your spouse? Is that it? Or
yes. Medicare is for individuals. It's not for group or for your dependents or your spouse. It takes you as an individual to determine which plan provides you the coverage that you need.
Okay, so it's not like a family plan where you'd have one plan that covers everybody in the family, you and your spouse and whoever.
That's correct. And what we do is when you come in and talk with us, we have a form, we fill it out, we determine what you need, and we put it all into our system, and then we work with you and explain every plan that is available to you that may cover your particular needs.
So I'm sure one question the listeners will have, Al, is they're going to say, okay, this gentleman's got a lot of information. How did you attain this information? Is this years of experience, or how did you come to being an expert in this field?
Well, at LifeSmart, we're independent brokers, and we pride ourselves in that. And the way that we stay independent is that every single year we have to pass our Medicare courses. But not only that, we spend the time and the energy making sure that we are certified with every carrier that we offer in our area. You learn an awful lot knowing what each carrier offers in a very detailed manner. And this is what we bring to the table. We can offer our clients experience. And we're not alone. We have a team of hundreds of agents in the Chicago area. And, we've got a lot of depth of field here.
So if someone needs some information, has a request or has a question, they would just make a call, and there's staff that's on board that can answer the question for them, as opposed to hanging you for an hour with Social Security?
I think we can do a little bit better than that. They're, in all fairness to Social Security, they are swamped. COVID forces them to work very carefully. However, everyone's working it out. It just sometimes takes just a little bit longer. But as far as our office and our company is concerned, we're here year round. We don't pop up just during open enrollment. You can come and see us. We'll provide you all of the information that you need. There is no charge to work with us. We are compensated just like every other agent at the same level by every carrier. So we're very agnostic as far as the carriers are, and we're really concerned that you have the right plan and it works for you.
Well, that sounds good, Al. The thing is, people are worried about, what that cost is going to be, that they've got this advisor working for them. There's going to be some kind of a cost involved with it, where you're saying that, no, you're there to support the people, and you work with your level of management through the people you work with in the insurance industry. So it covers that cost for you and for the people. The thing with some of the programs that are out there is, how can people be careful that they're not being, surprised with some unexpected costs or premiums that they weren't told about, or they thought they understood it, and yet here they are, the bill comes across the, and they're saying, oh my goodness.
Well, as we see through the commercials, some of it sounds really, really good, and it is in many ways, but we've been around the block once or twice, and we know that, if something costs one thing, and, somewhere there is a cost.
Sure, I understand that.
And that's why we go through every plan that is available with you. And, if it sounds too good to be true, I have to say sometimes it is.
Well, I'm sure everyone's surprised by that, and there's a lot of people that they do get caught up in the everyday advertisements and commercials on TV and think it's the greatest thing, since apple pie. But you have to be very, very careful. And I would think that even if you want to be cautious with your parents and want to make sure they're protected, that you're going to want to get all the correct information and not be, led to going with programs that just don't fit and are the inappropriate programs for the people involved. Because it's a very, very important thing once you do retire to have a program that protects you. Just a reminder that If you have any questions that you'd like us to discuss or cover with you, you can go to huntleyradio.com and put through the questions that you'd like us to respond back to you with, and we'd be happy to forward those to Jim or any other questions you have on Medicare. We'd be happy to share that with you. And once again, this is Huntley Radio, 101.5 FM. Al, if the listeners would like to get a hold of you, how do they go about doing that?
Please feel free to call us. I encourage you. There is absolutely no expectation of you doing any type of business with us, but we will provide you with the information you need. Our office number is 844-543-3762.
Can you give us that number one more time, Al?
Sure. 844-543-3762.
And we'd like to thank you again for listening to our show today, and thank you for our guest, Al, for being with us today. Very informative and useful. Until next time, this is Around Town with Ron Giordano signing off. Thank you very much. Have a good day.